Is Radio Nepal. I am Situ Manandha with the news, the headlines first. Finance Minister Dr. Prakash Charan Mahat claims that budget is prepared in order to make the country's economy dynamic. Discussion on complaints against Acting Chief Justice Hari Krishna Karki scheduled from Wednesday. And 10 people die in wedding bus crash in Australia. Now the news in detail. Finance Minister Dr. Prakash Charan Mahat has said the budget for coming fiscal year 2080 to 2081 was prepared in order to make the country's economy dynamic. At a program organized by Nepali Congress Constituency 7 today, Finance Minister Mahat claimed that the budget for the coming fiscal year was prepared in order to run the country's economy, keeping the nation and people in the center. Also, the spokesperson of the Nepali Congress, Mahat, said it was necessary to maintain discipline in the party, adding a culture should be developed to respect each other in the party. He viewed that there is no need to make alliances with any political parties or forces if the Nepali Congress becomes stronger, stating that no one is above the party. Discussion on the complaints filed against Acting Chief Justice Hari Krishna Karki would be held from June 14. Today's meeting of the Parliamentary Hearing Committee of the Federal Parliament decided to study the complaints coming Wednesday. 29 complaints have been filed against Acting Chief Justice Karki. The complaints have been distributed to committee members in the meeting and a discussion would be held on complaints on Wednesday after calling complainants. The Parliamentary Hearing Committee has made preparations to conduct the hearing the next day after calling Acting Chief Justice Karki. Today's meeting passed the committee's meeting procedures with revision. 32-year-old Dhanko Rashahi of Sarkigaunt, Rural Municipality 7, Rodikot, which is located in the middle of Humla, was rescued by a helicopter. She was suffering from heavy bleeding for 3 days and was sent to Surkhet this morning by a helicopter of the Nepali Army after treatment was not possible at the local hospital. Head of Health Service Office Humla, Prem Singh, informed that the pregnant Sahi was rescued by a helicopter of the Nepali Army in coordination with Sarkigaunt Rural Municipality, Health Service Office District Hospital and local administration after her condition became serious due to excessive bleeding from her body. He said that the condition of Sahi, who was bleeding profusely, became alarming from last night. A child has died due to the bite of a poisonous snake in ward number 12 of Bagmati municipality of Sarlahi. Salim Beg, the 4-year-old son of Kumar Beg, who lives in Bagmati municipality, died due to the bite of a poisonous snake. The child was bitten by a snake while he was sleeping at home last night. After the child's condition became serious, the child was taken to the snake bite treatment center at Nawalpur in Sarlahi for treatment at around 2 o'clock in the night. It is predicted as many as 125 million people are likely to be affected by the monsoon in the country this year. A study carried out by the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority, based on different scientific analysis, has predicted that 1.25 million people belong to a total of 286,098 households are likely to be affected by different disaster incidents this year. The study has predicted that the incidents of natural disaster will mostly affect Madhya province, followed by Kosi province. In view of this, the government has intensified early preparedness and response efforts before the monsoon set in the country. The Ministry of Home Affairs has stepped up its preparation to put in place mechanisms to tackle devastating disasters this year. An earthquake took place with its epicenter at Bichia of Bajura district. According to National Earthquake Monitoring and Research Center, Lainchor, the earthquake measuring 4.4 on the Richter scale was felt in the district at 7:38 a.m. this morning. Earlier, two earthquakes with its epicenter at Bichia occurred several times in Bardia. An earthquake measuring 3.9 in the Richter scale also rocked the Sindhupalchok district on May 28. The Department of Archaeology has sent a circular to the District Administration Office Kavre Palanchok to stop destruction of archaeological goods and structures while widening the Surya Binayak Dhulikhel Road. The department urged the District Administration Office to stop bulldozing antique brick walls, sources of water, antique wooden structures and stone found at Banipa Bhaisapati area along the Erniko Highway during the road excavation. Department's archaeology officer Bhishma Banskota informed that a circular was sent to the concerned authority yesterday to immediately stop the act, noting archaeologically valuable goods were ruined during the road widening drive. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international news updates. At least 10 people have died and more than 20 others are in hospital after a wedding bus crashed in an Australian wine region. The passengers were returning from a wedding at a winery last night when their coach overturned on Wine County Drive near Greta in Hunter Valley, New South Wales. Police say they are investigating the circumstances surrounding the crash. The driver of the bus, a 58-year-old man, has been arrested. New South Wales Police Acting Assistant Commissioner Tracy Chapman said the guests were travelling to Singleton presumably for their accommodation. The crash occurred around 23:30 local time. The bus rolled over while making a turn at a roundabout off a highway. Ms. Jampson said the fatalities could increase, with 25 passengers taken to the hospital, 2 airlifted from the crash. She added that the bus is still on its side and people could be trapped underneath, and a crane will be brought to the scene at some stage to lift the bus. Ukraine says it has liberated 3 villages in the southeast of the country in the first victories of its much-anticipated counteroffensive. Footage on social media showed Ukrainian troops celebrating in the neighboring settlements of Blahodane and Neskuchny in the Donetsk region. Kyiv's deputy defense minister said nearby Makarivka was also taken. On Saturday, President Volodymyr Zelensky confirmed that the counteroffensive had begun. These 3 settlements would be the first liberated since his comments, but not the first that Ukraine has recaptured since today, when pockets of its forces began to advance in the country's south. Moscow has yet to confirm the fall of any of the villages, instead speaking of repelling Ukrainian assaults in the region. Now the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecast Division has forecast that the weather will likely remain partly to generally cloudy in Kosi, Madhes and Bagmati province, along with the hilly regions of the country, and mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightnings are likely to occur at few places in Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki province, and at 1 or 2 places in Madhes province and the hilly regions of the rest of the provinces. For tonight, the division has forecast the weather is likely to remain partly to generally cloudy in Kosi, Madhes, Bagmati and Gandaki province, along with the hilly regions of the country, and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightnings are likely to occur at some places of Kosi province and hilly regions of Bagmati and Gandaki province, and isolated brief rain or thunder showers are likely to occur in 1 or 2 places of Madhes province and hilly region of rest of the province. At present, the country is seen to have the partial influence of westerly winds as well as the low-pressure system over Bihar, India. According to the latest information provided by the division, the minimum temperature of Kathmandu Valley is recorded at 18.8 degrees Celsius and the maximum temperature is 32.2 degrees Celsius. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Finance Minister Dr. Prakash Charan Mohat claims that budget is prepared in order to make the country's economy dynamic. Discussion of complaints of Acting Chief Justice Hari Krishna Karki scheduled on Wednesday. And 10 people die in wedding bus crash in Australia. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.